Good morning, and welcome to the Here's Help Radio Show, a public service program serving South Florida for over 30 years, discussing issues and community affairs that have a direct impact on our community. Here's Help is a nonprofit, comprehensive rehabilitation and educational agency that has been providing treatment services in South Florida since 1968. For more information about Here's Help or the Here's Help Radio Show, you can contact us at 305-685-8201. If you need help or know of someone who is having a substance abuse or alcohol problem, you can call our admissions office at 305-685-8201, extension 225. If you would like to make a cash donation to Here's Help and join the fight against drug abuse, call Footy at 305-685-8201, extension 227. And now, the host of this week's edition of the Here's Help Radio Show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Here's Help Radio Show, the longest-running public service program on the radio in the United States. And we thank you for joining us today. We have a very interesting guest. Christina Miranda Gilson is with us, founder and owner of HDS Companies here in South Florida. I believe you said based in Weston.
In Weston, Florida, yes.
Well, welcome to the Here's Help Show. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, your background, and how you came to be the founder and owner of HDS Companies, and what does it do?
Well, I grew up in Spain, and I'm pretty much a native of Miami. I grew up in Miami, and many years ago, I got into the business of software development and community development via the company. I founded it in 1998. It's basically in a niche market, and what we do is that we develop software and provide services for housing agencies throughout the United States to make sure that they comply with federal and local guidelines, and mainly they're around providing affordable housing, safe, clean, affordable. It could be anywhere between, you know, from first-time homebuyer programs to Section 8 housing, et cetera. And also as a service provider through our experience, we help agencies also provide those services directly. And back in 2008, I decided that, you know, as a company from inception, we were really a company about giving back. A lot of our employees were always engaged in Habitat for Humanity, Broward Partnership for the Homeless, the different community walks and fundraisers, and I decided that I really wanted to set up a foundation based on the company. It's mainly focused on autism and providing services and opportunities for teens and young adults who have autism. I myself am a mom of two daughters. My oldest daughter recently got married, and she also works. She's a board member of the foundation, and my youngest daughter, Kate, has autism, and one of the main reasons why I founded the HDS Foundation. And really, she's been my inspiration to a lot of what we've done in the foundation and what we believe are opportunities for teens and young adults out there. So Kate is now a student at the University of North Florida. She's engaged in a program there that provides a lot of supportive services for young adults that are now able to go to a traditional college but need that extra layer of support. So she's there, and I'm very happy about that. But it's really those types of successes that really are the foundation of the types of activities that we do at the HDS Foundation.
So I would guess with your background in software and your contacts with housing, you probably were drawing on both of those experiences with your daughter and with housing and combined. And so looking for affordable housing for families in that situation is probably a big cornerstone of what the foundation does.
It is, because, you know, even though it's really a gamut of, you know, I look at it as, you know, a three-pronged approach. When we first set the foundation out and what our mission would be, it was, yes, we, like with any young adult or teen, you're mentoring, you're teaching them, you're providing them learning opportunities through school, through work, et cetera. And then you're transitioning to take that experience and actually go out and get a job and be part of you know, a particular business or be part of society in that way and have the opportunity to build on that. And then eventually it's really housing. It's where are you going to live, because that's really the foundation to what their life is going to be like. And we've thought about a lot of different things. Because there's a spectrum, there's a lot of different scenarios. So some won't work for others, but we really were thinking that we could take our experience in the housing market and federal programs that are there or models that are there and create housing setups such as it could be like dorms, it could be roommates later on, you know, you could have, you know, young men or young women being like roommates, for example, and really leveraging each other's strengths to really, you know, share a house, share a condo, and really be independent or at least semi-independent. So yes, that's what we're banking on. And there are a lot, happily, there are a lot of people that are thinking along those lines, but that's where initially we thought, you know, we have that background. And additionally, and more importantly, is we thought we're a small, company. There's a lot of small companies in this country, and our community is made up of a lot of small businesses. And we really felt that small business is a place where individuals with autism or those types of related disabilities could really engage themselves and gain employment. Because it is smaller, it's more hands-on, there's more opportunity for that type of interaction. So we felt, you know, why not? We could be kind of a leader in this area. We could create perhaps a model. So we kind of started it really off the cuff, and we just engaged with the local high school. That was our first kind of plan, to go in there and sit down with them and say, hey, they had different groups at the high school, so we engaged first with a group that didn't have the typical class schedule, and we did that for a year. We put a program together,
and this is
Cypress Bay High School in Weston, and it was a program that they had at the time. I'm not sure if it's still called the same thing, but it was the PASS program. And it was basically when these students reach the what would be the equivalent of the 12th grade and they graduate, then after that, then they have a quasi-transitional time that they can stay in the public school system until they're like 22 years of age and so forth. Mm-hmm. And during that time, they're learning different types of skills and so forth in the classroom. But as we all kind of come to understand is that you can only teach certain things in the classroom. You really need to be hands-on. Mm-hmm. And so we thought, let's bring them in. And so as a software company, we kind of created little models, you know, for them to learn different things as they came. And for an entire year, they were coming to our office. The school bus in the for the county actually takes them to different facilities. So they would bring them to our office and then take them back 3 days a week. And we did everything from teaching them really, number one, to just even be in an office, to be with people, because it was a scary situation for them, all the way to learning how to tear apart computers and put them back together again, how to sell products. This particular school made pens as part of their Best Buddies program, and they would sell them in the classrooms for the students to buy and so forth. And so we talked to them and said, well, what about if you marketed those pens to like companies that, you know, we go to conferences, what, you know, and we're in housing, and they had pens that were shaped in houses and so forth. So, so in fact, what we did is we helped them and showed them how to go through a whole marketing plan, and what they, you know, they did a brochure and what they were going to price them at. And then they went and they actually produced them, sold them back to us, and we took them to conferences, and we actually give them as giveaways to, you know, people that go to conferences with the little story of that they were made by them. And through that, different experiences, how to do resumes, what job interviews would be like, working in departments, shredding, filing, doing data input, an array of things for a period of like 3 years that we were doing that, and really exposing them and seeing what capabilities they had. And it was, I think it was a great opportunity for them and a great experience for them, but it was more an opportunity for us because everybody in the company, and we're a 60 plus employee company, learned something from these individuals. You know, they didn't probably, there's two or three individuals in the company that have a family member that is on the spectrum, but most of the people didn't really have exposure to it. So as these individuals worked there for the whole period of time and collaborated with us in our, you know, monthly birthday events and so forth, they really they really got a different perspective, and that's what really is what we hope for when we're working in Events and Foundation, is really to create awareness, but not just awareness, hey, there's autism out there, I think everybody knows that, but really, what does that mean and what can you do to be part of the solution? There's a ton of solutions out there, but they're big and they're national and so forth, but you as an individual or somebody that has a small business, what could you do? And what could we do as a foundation to kind of bring the two together and mm-hmm. and dispel that fear of, you know, what do I do under these circumstances and so forth? So that was a great experience for us, and we're still engaged in that.
Wonderful. Well, if you're just joining us here on the Here's Help radio show, we're talking to Christina Miranda Gilson. She's the founder and owner of HDS Companies, software developer here in Weston, Florida, and also the founder of the HDS Foundation, which is providing what sounds like an amazing amount of services to primarily families with a family member with autism. And how long has the foundation been in operation?
The foundation, we established it in 2008. Back in 2009, we got together as a board and started looking at where do we start. There's mm-hmm. so many places where we start. And in on a personal note, I kind of draw on my own experiences. Where is it that I have seen other parents and myself have difficulties? And one of the first things that I realize is that whilst there's a lot of information out there and there's, you know, different organizations, the Damarino Foundation and Autism Space, and there's a plethora of information, most parents are so overwhelmed and they get lost in so much of it. And so we thought we could be a little bit of a roadmap for some of these individuals. It's not that we necessarily are providing the service, but we know who is. Mm-hmm. And also trying to figure out, well, if there's a service, for example, Vogue Rehab or another service that is out there that we also were learning little by little how mm-hmm. things work, is what are the issues? Where are the obstacles? Why are parents so frustrated? And we quickly realized that there is that factor. There's a lot of hoops that you have to jump over. And most parents, probably including myself, you're raising a child and you're with a disability and you get to high school years and you're in there quite a few years and you reach a burnout stage, mm-hmm. you know, and you're just like, you just want your child to be successful. You want your child to have a future and you just don't know where to turn to. And one of the things that we did a couple of years ago is that at the high school, we held a post-secondary fair, if you will, because the school didn't hold it. The school has like their typical college fair where all the students are going and mm-hmm. everybody wants to go to an Ivy League school. But they didn't really address this because, as you know, and a lot of people in the community know, the days of hands-on instruction in school and vocational programs in school and trades, and they don't exist. So either you're going into, and we live in a community, we're very fortunate, we have great schools, so either you're trying to figure out which great university you're going to, or you don't know what you're doing. And so we thought, we know, we have the Marino campus, we have a lot of the colleges around, we have FIU, we have Broward College, we have FAU has a program, and then we started doing more research, and we started seeing there's a lot of programs, but people just don't know how to get there, and as a parent is how do I prepare my child for this? And so there's a lot of issues. There's the issue of will they be able to do this independently? What kind of people are there supervising them? You know, parents are going like, is anybody checking if they're coming in at night? And mm-hmm. and you know, that's usually the fear. Is somebody overseeing them? And are there any resources? Because at the end of the day, most families, you know, these types of services, they cost money. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, people can't afford them. So they get to the desperation point. They don't know what to do. So we put this post-secondary fair together, and we had different local entities there. And with the parents talking about it, we realized is that nobody knows, like, where to start. Like, where do I start this? And we realize that it's really, it really needs to start just like any other student in high school. You need to start thinking about it come ninth grade, 10th grade, not when you're graduating. Right. And now you're going, what am I going to
do now?
Yeah, my son or daughter didn't pass, you know, their ACT or the SAT. That's like the nightmare of parents who have a child with a disability. And so one of the things that we're trying to do right now, we work right now with the school. We're trying to expand that program to another high school that is there, and it's technically Davie, but it's right by Western High School.
Oh, okay, sure.
They one of the facilitators, one of the interns that they had now is part of that school, so we're trying to expand it there and to other schools to really say this is what can really help and at least start off the process and make the students' high school experience something like positive. Mm-hmm. And then along the way, these are the options. We're also working with different universities, and one university that is how my daughter actually got there is we found out that the University of North Florida had a couple of programs that were quite interesting, and one of them, which is called the Thrive Program, is meant for students that actually are able to take college-level classes, and they are seeking a degree, and they're perhaps seeking a job that requires a degree. It could be a teacher, or it could be an accountant, or something to that extent. And they have a program that they put together completely with volunteers and mentors. They're part of the DRC, which is the Disabilities Resource Center at the university. And they have a program coordinator, Tara Rowe, who is one of several, but she works tirelessly on this. And we're working with them directly to see what does that model look like? And what it looks like is exactly that component that these individuals, these students need to be able to get, say, that kind of education. And it's everything from helping them with the roommate situation, providing mentors that are working with them every single day, providing study hours, getting them to the tutoring services that are available, dealing with emotional breakdowns, having social activities. They have a weekly roundup activity where they talk about everything that happens. And the students are housed. They actually live on campus, and they live in the best dorms in the campus, which is the Fountains, and they have access to those floors. They're in a certain area, so they're protected. The students that live in that dorm are either upperclassmen or athletes, and I think they have a lot more acceptance. They're safe, and they actually get to have this experience with the support that they have. So what we are doing is we're trying to help them via grants, via helping them employ some resources that allow them to do what they do, and then these students can actually get a college degree, and that'll help their employment and so forth, ability to have a life, etc.
Christina Miranda Gilson is our guest. She's the founder and owner of HDS Companies, and she's here today with a message of hope for families dealing with autism, with the HDS Foundation and a huge amount of services that you provide.